So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf mentioned the opinion of Reb Meir. If someone compels the woman to forgive half the ksuba, the marriage is not legitimate because she does not feel secure about receiving her full ksuba. Although he's obligated in a full ksuba because of tnoi batal, but since he tried to reduce it, she feels insecure. Therefore, the Chacham consider this marriage bi'ilaznus. The Gemara compares a case of irkas ksubasa, where the ksuba got lost, to the above. According to Reb Meir, as Rashi writes, one may not remain with his wife if she lost the ksuba, because as above, she does not feel secure about receiving her ksuba, even though he's still obligated, and the Chacham consider this marriage bilasnus. The Chacham say that the marriage is legitimate, and one may even postpone his wife's ksuba for many years, as Rashi explains. We do not say that loisam chadaita makes it a bilaznos. The Gemara in the previous daf mentioned a machlekes to Behudah Reb Yosi in the case of a husband who compels his wife to forgive half the ksuba, to which she consented verbally. Behudah holds, al peh tnoi batal. The tnai is void, and she's entitled to a full ksuba. And Reb Yosi holds, al peh tnoi kaim. The tnai is valid, if she's entitled only to a reduced ksuba. In the previous Gemara, it was explained that they both agree that kolamasna mashakas batara bedavisha b'momet tnai kaim. A tnai which overrides a Torah obligation is effective regarding monetary matters. However, they disagree whether chachamim also chizik ledevreim yesim mishal Torah. The chacham enforce their regulations more than Torah obligations. Rabbi Huda holds al peh tnai batal, because chacham also chizik ledevreim yesim mishal Torah. Therefore, even bedavisha b'momet tnai batal. Rabbi Yosi holds al peh tnai kaim, because lo also chizik ledevreim yesim mishal Torah. Therefore, bedavisha b'momet tnai kaim. Rav Dimi makes a distinction in Rabbi Yosi's opinion based on the words of Rabbi Shuban Levi and Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yehuda holds tnai batal in all cases because chachamim also chizik ledevreim yesim mishal Torah. Therefore, einam mecheles. However, Rabbi Yosi only holds tnai kaim when she was mecheles. Mitchilas chuppah ad seif chuppah. Dehi tchilas bia. During any point of chuppah until the initial point of bia, because lo zachsa b'ksubasa, she has not yet acquired the ksuba. Therefore, mecheles, she can absolve him from ksuba. However, b'seif bia, ledivri hakoil in mecheles. Rabbi Yosi agrees that tnai batal, she cannot absolve him from ksuba after bia, because kvar zachsa b'ksubasa, she has already acquired the ksuba and she can only be mecheles with a shaver. Ravin makes a distinction in Rabbi Huda's opinion based on the words of Rabbi Shuban Levi and Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yosi holds tnoi kaim in all cases because mecheles. However, Rabbi Huda only holds tnoi batal when she was mecheles misayv chuppah she tchilas bia at seif bia after chuppah through bia because kvar zachsa b'ksubasa therefore ein mecheles. However, betchilas chuppah divrei hakol mecheles. Rabbi Huda agrees that tnoi kaim. She can absolve him from ksuba before chuppah because leizachsa b'ksubasa, she was not yet acquired the ksuba. Zok the Mishnah, neisen lebesula shnei masal chedesh, mishetava habal lefarnes esatzma. A besula, a virgin, is given a period of 12 months, which begins when her husband instructed her to prepare for the marriage. Ukeshem sheneisen leisha, kach neisen leish lefarnes esatzma. And just as she is granted preparation time, he is also granted preparation time. Ulamana shleishim yoim, an almana, or any woman who is not a besula, is given a period of 30 days for her preparations. The Gemara mentions a Torah source in the pasuk, "Vayomer acheha va'ima teshev hanara itanu yamim ma'aser." Rivka's brother and mother requested that she remain with them for a while. The word yamim means a year, in which they requested a period of 12 months or at least 10 months. Tana ketana bein hiu bein aviyah yochein la'akif. In the case of a minor, both she and her father can delay the marriage until she matures, because her ketana is not capable of handling marriage. Reb Abba Bar Levi adds, "Ein paiskin al ketana lahasiyah kashi ketana, ava paiskin al ketana lahasiyah kashi gedela." We may not set a wedding date of a ketana for when she is yet a ketana, But we may set a wedding date while she is a ketana for when she is a gedela. Rashi adds, v'davka b'lei kedushin. Av kedushin b'katnus loy, achatigdol v'teme b'pleini ani reitza. We may set a date, but not make the kedushin until she is a gedela, when she can agree to marry this man. The Gemara cites a braisa, b'geres harehi kitfua. Keitzad b'griyim echad v'neskatsha nois noshnai masochedish. When she becomes a begeres, 12 years and 6 months, after kedushin, the preparation period begins as if her husband instructed her. Begeres she'avru leo shnei masach chedish bebagris v'neskatsha, neis no shleishim yom kalmona. And if she accepted kedushin 12 months after she became a begeres, she's given the period of 30 days as namona. The Mishnah continues, higiyas man b'lei nisu eichlis mishaloi v'eichlis betruma. When the preparation period ended and they did not get married, she is entitled to receive mezainas. And if he's a kohen, she is also eligible to eat truma. The Gemara elaborates. Amar Ula, Devat Taira Arusa Bas Yisrael Lecheles Betruma. Midai Raisa, a woman betrothed by a kohen is eligible to eat truma because the pasuk states, V'kohen ki yikne nefesh kin yikas b'hu yechel bay. When a kohen acquires a soul, his assets acquired through money are allowed to eat truma. And an arusa is also acquired through money. However, ma tam amru eino echeles, why did the Chacham forbid her to eat truma? The Gemara gives two reasons. Ula says, shema yimzugula kais bevesavia v'tishka lachau lachaisa. There is a concern that while living in her father's home, she might give truma to her siblings who are not kahanim. Therefore, bevesavia eino echeles. However, higiyas man v'le nisu echeles, after the 12-month preparation period, even though they did not yet get married, she may eat truma, because hasam duchta miyachadla, he provides her with a private residence so that she does not distribute his mezainus to others. Therefore, there's no chashash of shemeteshka. Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda says, mishum simpon. Her husband may notice a mum, a blemish, and will nullify the kedushin l'mafreya retroactively as a mekach tois, in which case she was not eligible for truma. However, higi yizman v'lei nisu, Aicheles, because Mivdak Badikla Bekrev Isev, he instructs his relatives to examine her before paying for her mezainas. The Gemara says, Ikebenayu, there are two distinctions between these reasons, as Rashi explains. Kibul esamumen, if he accepts her regardless of any blemishes, Shemetashka does apply, because she is still Bevesavia. Simpon does not apply, there is no concern of him nullifying the Kedushin, because he accepted. Masar v'halach. In the case of Masar Avla Shluchei Abal, when her father transfers his daughter to the husband's agents, or Halacha Av Mishluchei Abal, the father went along, Shematashka does not apply because she is not Bevesavia. Simpain does apply because she did not reach her husband yet.